Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It is the 7th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 86 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 60 degrees, so it's summer. And, I mean, you get out into that goddamn white light and it burns like a son of a bitch. It's not normal. The weather is fucked up, and it is man fucked up, but we know what men fucked it up. Anyways, we'll be right back, and we'll see what the outrage of the day is.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go look at the outrage page. Ta-da. Email show Biden EPA planning for a climate emergency declaration. Fucking do it. I'm fucking sick of your sissy fucking bitch fucking pedophile fucking mouth bitch. Do it and enforce it. Email show Biden's EPA planning for a climate emergency declaration. Too bad no senator asked Biden nominee for EPA Air Chief Joe Kaufman about this. And it's one of those fucking what the hell they call them? Texts I hate. Okay, I love this man. LGBTOBESE. Army expects fat trainees from physical or exempts fat trainees from physical fitness standards, making U.S. military laughing stock of the world by Ethan Huff. And I never read this, but I think I'm going to, because, you know, I think it's pretty fucking funny. I mean, first place, it ain't our fucking military. It's the United Nations fucking military. The fucking that we're, you know, the United States Corporation is providing, using the resources of we the people, using our wealth so that we can live under fucking bridges with little children in the wintertime to fucking finance this fucking, what it is a mercenary army for hire. So they can go, you know, with the corporation, you know, some poor African finds gold or finds, or some Middle Eastern person finds fucking oil. They can go over there and help them, Help them out of their fucking wealth. Help them into the fuck. Kill them. Just fucking kill them and take it. That's what they've been doing anyway. All righty then. Let's see what this son of a bitch has to say. Talk to me. In celebration of LGBT pride, which is the United States, which is in the United States, has captured the entire month of June. Rachel Jones, the military's latest cross-dressing male pretending to be a female, released a video clip on Twitter for Twitter. That's the one I hate. Independence Day that promotes mental illness and obesity in the military. You gonna let me see the rest of it? You don't want me to see it? There we go. Fuck. Okay. Jones, a mentally deranged male who thinks he's a transgender female, spoke briefly about his journey from battling depression and suicidal thoughts to embracing authenticity with the Department of Defense in a separate tweet claims inspires us all. What pride means to me is celebrating that diversity of our strength as a nation and as an army, Jones said in the clip. I hope to send them after us. But come on, let's do this. Bring these badasses in high heels. Pride means something very special to me as an LGBTQ individual, and it's a chance to show everyone what we have to offer in terms of diverse skill sets that we bring and diverse ways of thinking that we bring into the team to make everything work better. You fucking please send your fucking Marines and fucking pink eye heels. We can't wait. I mean, goddamn, there's our excuse. Why are LGBTs given special physical fitness exemptions in the U.S. military? Just looking at Jones in the above video reveals a substantial, I didn't see no video. There is a video. Huh. Look at that later. Just looking at Jones in the above video reveals a substantial decline in the physical fitness standards of the U.S. military, and it is not the U.S. military. It is United States corporation fucking mercenary fucking force that they hire out to through the fucking United Nations to go take people, other peoples in other people's countries, take their resources and fucking kill them and kill their children. And kill their fucking dogs and blow up their fucking houses and blow up their fucking cities. This is the shit fucking empire. It used to be that service members had to undergo boot camp and other regimes to get them in shape. But apparently that's no longer true. That is no longer. Man, they're going to come get us, guys. Fuck you. They are laughable. Jordan Satchel, a publisher of Dossier, tweeted about the video from Jones to point out this very thing. He wrote that under existing law, service members who identify as transgender can seek an indefinite fitness standards exemption because of a special LGBT classification. Well, maybe my old ass could even take you up for a ride, run in the hills and pluck your asses off as you come along. That's how this guy managed to avoid PT. Satchel writes about Jones, there's an easy fix to clear this PPL out, fitness standards for all service members, no exemption. You remove the fit for, well, I guess you know, all this fucking training and stuff that these militias are doing. Hey guys, man, just fucking kick back. I mean, these motherfuckers, this is who's coming after you. This is who's going to come take your fucking gun from you. This is who's going to fucking crack the whip for fucking the fucking communists and the fascists God, why does that always get me? The capitalists that are making all the money. This is the product of the industrial war complex. Without airplanes and fucking artillery, I guess they're fucking worthless. Are these guys going to charge a machine gun nest, you piece of shit? United Fitness Program Managers, UFPM, will document the exemption in my fitness using the commander's composite exemption. Initial FA exemptions will be for a period of 6 months to receive a new exemption, the service member will provide the previously approved FA exemption memo and update medical documentation showing proof of continued cross-sex hormone treatment to their current unit commander, who may approve or deny any additional six-month period exemptions. You bet they'll deny it. You know, I always thought it'd be an army of women coming to get us, but this is even better. It turns out that the LGBTs are not the only fat service members receiving special treatment. Thanks to diversity, there are now hordes of unqualified women, blacks, Hispanics, and other transvestites that consider it a white supremacy to have to keep their bodies in shape for military service, and it is. You guys stick to this. You don't fucking give an inch on it. God damn it, you have rights. The official story is that nobody knows why American military service members are getting fatter and fatter all across the board, because they're sitting on their fucking asses. They're fucking worthless as fucking tits on a fucking boar. Oh, the Military Times tried to blame it on many millennials and their penchant for solidarity activities, playing video games and killing time on social media, as if the toxic food supply, crippling debt, low wages, and other nightmarish things passed down to them bear no responsibility. No, they're fucking worthless. They are just fucking worthless. There's no fucking pride. There's no fucking standard. And the military is a fucking, like I said, it's not our military. We pay more than anybody else on the fucking planet for that, what they call our military, which is the corporate fucking goddamn mercenaries that they hire out to the fucking other corporations to take people's fucking resources and kill their children. This much is clear. Tough. Today's military is fatter than ever, the report does admit. Oh, that is so funny. Oh, thanks, Galen. I should have read that earlier. I would look at the video. Maybe I will look at it later. I want to see these fat freaks. Okay. Lancet study on COVID vaccine autopsies find 74% were caused by vaccines. Study is removed within 24 hours by Will Jones. No, I will not believe this. So provided by a reader. A Lancet review of 325 autopsies after COVID vaccination found that 74% of deaths were caused by the vaccine, but the study was removed within 24 hours. Continue. The paper, a preprint that was awaiting pre-review, is written by leading cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough, Yale epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Risch, and their colleagues at the Wellness Company, and was published online on Wednesday on the preprint side of the prestigious medical journal. However, less than 24 hours later, the study was removed and a note appeared stating this preprint has been removed by preprints with the Lancet because the study's conclusions are not supported by the study methodology, which the study had not undergone any part of the preview process. The note implies it fell foul of screening criteria. Was that like you giving fucking shots to human beings? You hadn't even stuck in a fucking rat and you're going to, what in the hell was that? What kind of methodology was that? The kind that kills you, the kind that creates a 74% kill rate on the fucking shot. The original study abstract can be found in the Internet Archives. It reads with my emphasis added. The rapid deployment and widespread deployment of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. It's never been fucking proven to exist, and it does not fucking exist because they can't prove it exists because it doesn't exist. Vaccines, they're not fucking vaccines by the CDC's own admission. They are fucking platelets, fucking RMNA fucking that made to fucking alter your goddamn DNA and make you, well, make you fat and want to wear high heels, I suppose, combined with a high number of adverse events reports have led to concerns over possible mechanisms of the injury, including systems, lipid nanoparticle, and mRNA distribution, spike protein-associated tissue damage, thrombogenity, immune system and dysfunction, and cardiogenicity. The aim of this systematic review is to investigate possible casual links between COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 never existed. Vaccinations, and it's not a vaccination, it's a fucking kill shot. It's made to kill you. It's made to make your DNA turn your immune system against your body. Administration and death using our autopsies and post-mortem analysis methods we searched for, all published autopsies and necropsies reports relating to COVID-19 vaccination up until May 18, 2023. We initially identified 678 studies, and after screening for our inclusion criteria, including 44 papers that contained 325 autopsy cases and one necropsy case. I don't know what the fuck that is. Their physicians independently reviewed all deaths and determined whether COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19. Here we are again. Fucking every other. Hey, you're here to fucking discredit these fuckers, but you put up their fucking lie. You put up the fucking goddamn scam and the lie, and you keep repeating it. Goebbels, it ain't going to work. There's more of us than there are you. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It never existed. It could never exist. It's an impossibility. Got it? Vaccination was the direct course contributed to significantly to the death. Findings, the most implicated organ system in COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19, how many times have we seen this, people? COVID-19 does not fucking exist, and you know it, and everybody else fucking knows it. So shove it right up your fucking goddamn communist, fascist, capitalist asses, you motherfuckers. And there is no, it is no vaccine. It is by CDC's own fucking website. It is not a fucking vaccine. It is made to fucking turn your immune system against you. It is a death shot. Associated with death was the cardiovascular system, 53%, followed by the hematological system, 17%, the respiratory system, 8%, the multi organ system, 7%. Now, why would you do that? Why, when I'm fucking working, go fuck yourself and your updates. Okay, where were we? Three or more organ systems were affected in 21 cases. That means time for vacation to death or vaccination to death was 14.3 days. Most deaths occurred within a week from last vaccination administration. A total of 240 deaths, 73.9%, were independently adjudicated as directly due to or significantly contributed to by COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccination, it ain't a goddamn vaccination. It was contributed to the kill fucking shot. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. Interpretation, the consistency seen among cases in this review with known COVID-19 vaccine adverse events, this mechanism and related excess death coupled with autopsy confirmation and physician-led death adjudication suggests there is a high likelihood of a casual link. You think this is a casual link between COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Why you keep putting this on her? You fucking know it don't exist. I bet you got INC behind your goddamn monocle. I bet you're a fucking corporate fucking shill. Vaccine and death in most cases. Further urgent investigation is required for the purpose of clarifying the findings. Might be my fucking ass. I mean, that's like goddamn saying, I don't know, there might have been a fucking World War II or a World War I. It might be. We can't say for sure. We know it for a fucking fact, but we can't say it for fucking sure. Bullshit. This is I've seen COVID-19. How many times have I said it, people? The full study does not appear to have been saved in the internet archives, but can be read, and it has a place here. You can go over to the site if you want to read it. Without further detail from the preprints with the Lancet staff who removed the paper, it is hard to know what substance the claim that the conclusions are not supported by the methodology really has. A number of the authors of the paper are at the top of their field, so it is hard to imagine that the methodology of their review was really so poor that it warranted removal as an initial screening. Rather, you think about it, they fucking okayed this shit. The FDA did okayed this to go into people before they ever stuck it into a rat. But the methodology of using fucking goddamn autopsies to fucking find out what killed a person. Well, it don't make money for those invested in the fucking goddamn vaccines, that what they're calling vaccines, invested in the kill shots. It don't get more people to go get themselves killed. Then being subject to full critical appraisal, it smacks instead a raw censorship of a paper that failed to toe the official line. Keep in mind that the CDC has not yet acknowledged a single death being caused by the COVID mRNA vaccines. My nephews had the autopsy, and I'll fucking confirm it. Autopsy evidence demonstrating otherwise is clearly not what the U.S. public health establishment wants to hear, but it's fucking there. I guarantee you, that fucking case, it was fucking found that the goddamn shot killed my fucking nephew. Dr. Claire Craig, a pathologist and co-chair of the Heart Pandemic Advisory Group, says that in her view, the approach taken in the study is sound. She told the Daily Septic, of course it is. See, this is propaganda. Just throwing a little doubt and say COVID-19 as many fucking times as you can to try to pretend like it ever fucking existed. Like this all hasn't been a big scam to fucking break our fucking country, to fucking try to force unlawful jurisdictions over us, to fucking make us, to lock us in our fucking houses without due process of the law, to allow these son of a bitches to declare themselves fucking dictators over us. Give it a fucking go, you motherfuckers. We have had enough of your shit. And we've had enough of your fucking goddamn Ministry of Truth, fucking goddamn milquetoast motherfucking articles pretending to be fucking against this shit. When you're fucking just, you're throwing about 15 COVID-19s, but it doesn't exist.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
And also, let's remind the Trump tars that their daddy, Trumpy, he did all of that. Remember, he said what? I am the father of the vaccine.
Warp speed, brother. Warp speed. Operation Warp Speed. Don't even stick it in a rat. Stick it in a fucking fool's ass. The BAR system of vaccine adverse event reporting is designed to alert to potential harms without necessarily being the best way of measuring the extent of those harms. Quantifying the impact of deaths can be done by looking at overall mortality rates in a country. However, this is imperfect. I mean, you see, they're telling you that these motherfuckers took this report down. However, they're trying to make little excuses just here and there and throw as many COVID-19s in there as they can. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And there's a zillion more of us than there are you motherfuckers. And we're going to keep saying it because it's the truth. And you know it's the fucking truth. It's all been a fucking scam. You have fucking destroyed our fucking lives with your fucking scam. We're ready to fucking take you to the fucking goddamn gallows, you motherfuckers. We are the goddamn jurisdictional authority. We, the individual free sovereign nationals of this country, with our written, ratified by representatives of we the people, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, we will fucking put 6 foot of dirt in your face or leave you hanging on a fucking lamppost until the fucking buzzards eat the goddamn your flesh off and your bones drop to the ground and the dogs haul them off. Yes, sir.
Why don't they apply warp speed on a cancer cure?
Well, they have, I mean, they have. I mean, they know, I mean, how many years has it been? How many trillions of dollars do you think they've spent on that? And how does a son of a bitch like fucking Bill Clinton, you know he's in mountains of dope, and you could see that he had, it looked like he had AIDS there for a while. How do these old son of a bitches keep, I mean, he's got to be close to fucking 90 fucking years old. How do they keep getting older and younger people who have never fucking, you know, done drugs or done anything, keep on fucking, athletes keep dropping dead. They know the cures for the cancer, and when we go to use them like Rick Simpson did, they fucking come and arrest you. So he had to go down to Mexico, but he cured a lot of people of fucking cancer. The cures are fucking there. The cures have been in nature all along, and they know it. But there's no fucking money in curing people that you can fucking, when you can treat them and let them live in misery for fucking decades before they die, instead of treating them and it being over in a few weeks and going back to a normal fucking life. They like to torture you, and they like to get paid for it. An alternative approach of auditing such deaths through autopsy is sound. There are maybe a bias. See, as soon as he says it sound, there may be a bias, though. You know, fuck you. There is no bias. And we already know this shit. We already know what they've done to us. You're not going to fucking cover it up and fucking milk toast it, motherfucker. In the study towards reporting the autopsies of deaths where there was evidence of caution and the likelihood of caution might be exaggerated by this bias. Fuck you, what a bullshit statement that is. You know what a bullshit fucking statement that is? That shows that you're a fucking shill, whoever fucking wrote this shit. For example, 19 of the 325 deaths were due to vaccine-induced immune, thrombocytopenia, thrombosis. These experts may be over-represented because of the regulators' willingness to acknowledge such deaths. I mean, you fucking, this is propaganda from the fucking Ministry of Lies. You fucking try and mix fucking truths, half-truths, and the fucking goddamn straight-up lies. Fuck you. Yeah, we know what's killing our people. We watch it. We've seen our loved ones die. We've watched them fucking die. We know what you killed them, you son of a bitches. And you are going to answer. You are going to receive fucking justice. We will have our fucking law. And we will, well, you're at war with us. We'll fucking give you your fucking goddamn war. We'll give you the fucking bullets from the ends of our guns, not from our hands. Nevertheless, it is important that attempts are made to quantify the risk of harm and censorship of these attempts. Oh, really? Now you're stepping back in as the fucking advocator of, well, it could be, but so we got to. And they fucking pulled the fucking paper. If it was, there's something wrong with it, they fucking should have fucking cited what was fucking wrong. Methodology. That is such an open subject matter term. That's like goddamn general welfare, isn't it? That could mean any goddamn thing. How come you didn't go into it any further than that, you propagandist piece of shit? Together, then, open scientific critique does nothing to help reassure people. Dr. Harvey Risch, one of the study's authors, told the Daily Skeptic he deems it pure government directed censorship even after the Missouri versus Biden injunction. Well, you think an injunction? You think because a fucking communist foreign court, because it is foreign, because it belongs to King Chuck, injunction can have any hold on fucking Biden? Are you kidding me? He's the fucking corporate monarch for this fucking goddamn section of the fucking planet, isn't he? I mean, what would happen to you if you defied an injunction? I mean, if you let yourself get in their fucking jurisdiction, which I would never do. Meanwhile, my colleagues are studying what they call a long vax, which is a vaccine-caused damage. But, of course, that is a rare outcome. Fuck you. It is not rare. I'd like to know the true number of people this shit has killed across this goddamn planet, not to mention the attacks on our goddamn right to due process of the law and your fucking goddamn violations of the Ninth Article, declaring that you have the fucking power to do anything to an American national, because you fucking don't. You have no jurisdictional authority. You come at us without jurisdictional authority. You eat lead, motherfucker. Rare outcome, except that they seem not to be having any problem finding such individuals to enroll in the study, he added. Well, you know, you threaten people with their fucking job. I mean, that's what you did. I mean, it was all voluntary, but if you didn't volunteer, there was a fucking consequence. That's called coercion. And that's why so many fucking people took it that they wish they hadn't. I know a lot of people that took it and we could to save their fucking job and they wish they hadn't. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again, there's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them there if you let our few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Watch you clean. Welcome to the jungle. We take it day by day.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240. Yeah, 1240. And that was Guns N' Roses with, where are we? Oh, yeah, so we're in the fucking jungle. Is there jungle yet, people? Hey, let's go back. I mean, this is Friday, so we can look and see what we, I think we added another 10 feet to that moral high ground that we're supposed to be. You just got to get on that moral high ground and we can finally get rid of these motherfuckers. I mean, do you think we've made it there or not? I mean, Jiminy Crickets, how high, I mean, what kind of ground are they stuck down at the, in the bottom of the fucking ocean? I mean, they're fucking so low, they're lower than a snake's belly in a wagon track. But man, we got to have that. We got to have that goddamn righteous indignation. We got to have the moral high ground, and we to get that moral high ground, man, we got to, I don't know how big the pile got to get, guys. How much fucking outrage? I mean, goddamn, they're cutting up little kids alive. That seems like that would add quite a few feet to the fucking moral high ground, don't you think? I've watched the comments on the, can't remember the name of the movie on the child trafficking or the human trafficking. And I agree, you know, it's bullshit. And they don't name anybody. Hey, but you don't know about the fucking video of Hunter Biden. You don't name anybody in this goddamn country. Epstein Island, you don't even fucking mention the people that went there. Did you try to get the list? You wouldn't have got to make that goddamn movie if you'd have told the fucking truth. So it was. They're getting paid, actually, for fucking telling you nothing and actually desensitizing you to fucking goddamn child fucking pedophilia. Indeed, can you get desensitized to fucking little children getting cut up while they're fucking alive? I mean, if you can, you're not a fucking human being. The U.S. has decided to send cluster munitions to Ukraine to help its military push back Russian forces entrenched along the front lines. Despite the ex-White House press secretary saying last year that Russia's use of bombs was war crime. And yeah, it is a war crime unless, you know, Israel or the United States does it. Then what the hell? You know, in this whole article, you're going to see they don't mention goddamn Israel. Israel has used cluster bombs many times, and they talk about civilian populations dropping them right in the middle of the fucking cities on fucking goddamn buildings and stuff. They don't even know who's in there. But I mean, it's all right. I mean, I that's another nightmare in my mind is seeing that kid sitting there with that fucking phosphorus burning through his fucking leg. I mean, all you can do is just take a knife and try to rip it out of there and get it to stop because it'll burn right through his fucking leg and right down into the ground. But it's just a kid, you know, it's a child. We love children and they're all taken care of. We don't have to worry about them.
Hey, Henry.
Pardon?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you're like that too, huh? Your mind works like that. If you see something like that, it just stays. You can see it as you just saw it, like the split second before. You can see it long term, huh?
It fucking haunts me, brother.
Yeah, I'm like that too, man. And that's what a lot of people really don't understand, like your passion when they think you're just cussing. And no, they don't understand, like, you're empathy. You have a lot of empathy like me. And you actually, like, you're probably just like if you see somebody hungry, you're like, damn, like you feel like you're hungry. I can just tell when you said that, like I'm the same way, man. Just very empathy. You feel stuff very, very deeply, like it's happening to you. And a lot of people don't even understand your passion, man. That's why I would stick with you, man, until the end. I'm with you to the end, and you know that. But I know the type of person you are, man. And I don't care what people out there say about because he cuss and what he don't believe. One thing I can say about Henry, he won't turn his back. No matter which direction they try to pull him, he won't turn his back. And I will stick with you. And that's why I will always stick with you, man. Because I know you feel deep, just like I do, brother. You do.
Well, you know, they're trying to get you desensitized to something that's moral outrage. And they're trying to push it down your throat. It will not go down my throat. It's not going to go down my throat. And I really don't give a monk's fuck what anybody thinks about how I talk. I mean, God damn it, we're at war. You ever seen two people fight in the fucking street? They don't talk like God damn they're in church. Either you people if that's where you show your lack of fucking passion is because you're not fucking enraged because it doesn't haunt you. You turn off this program 10 minutes later, you're thinking about something else. It haunts me constantly. Since I found out that those kids are being cut up, that fucking haunts me every fucking night when I'm trying to go to sleep. And if it doesn't there's something wrong with you. We used to care about each other. We used to care about children. We used to care about old people. We used to care about one another. And that's what they can't have. That's acting as individuals and caring for one another. My defending your rights, you're defending my rights. As individuals, that is the fucking what will cause their downfall, and they fucking know it. But you're never going to desensitize me to fucking hurting children, to fucking burning them with fucking phosphorus.
They care more about puppies than they do of children.
Yes, sir, they do. The rich man's dog gets better health care than the poor man's child, and that's a goddamn fact. Oh, the Biden administration has been weighing up a decision on sending the munitions since December and is expected to announce on Friday it will send thousands of them as part of a new military aid package worth $800 million. I'm doing so fucking well, man. I mean, living in the jungle, eating like a fucking animal, I'm all for fucking giving people more fucking ways to kill themselves and kill each other. That's what this whole goddamn world's about, is death, isn't it? It's death planet. That's what this country was founded on, death. That's what this country has promoted, death and lies and deception and pedophilia.
I heard this morning Zelensky's looking for cluster bombs.
Yeah, well, that's what he's fixing to get some. Cluster munitions explode and disperse a series of smaller bombs over a wide area. They don't talk about it being phosphorus and that it will burn through, like I've seen that little kid getting burned, a wide area often killing civilians. More than 120 nations have signed 15-year-old treaties banning their use, but Ukraine and Russia have both deployed them, and Ukraine's supply of all types of ammunitions are dwindling. Well, that's my fucking problem. What the fuck is Ukraine? To me, it's nothing. Fucking you want to kill each other? Kill each other. Don't put it in my fucking plate. We need a 100-foot fucking wall all the way around this place with machine gun turrets every fucking 100 yards with 50 calibers on it. You come within a fucking mile of our goddamn fucking fence and we'll shoot your ass. And we could be in here. I mean, goddamn it, this joining up with all this United Nations, this New World Order bullshit, they never had our authority to do that. They never had any authority to do that. They're just doing it and thinking, well, we're going to get away with it because they're not going to do anything about it. But yes, we are. We have our law. You have broken our law in doing this without our consent. You think you're going to take away our fucking rights? You better get your goddamn guns loaded and you better get your fat ass fucking queers in gear and tell them that they're going to have to get their asses fucking shot because you're going to have to give it a go, motherfucker. We're not just going to stand here and keep taking the shit. More than 120 nations have signed the 15-year treaty. Ukraine supplies are low. When 5 days into the war, Jen Psaki, then the White House press secretary, was asked about the Russian use of cluster munitions, she said, "We have seen the reports. If that were true, it would potentially be a war crime. Well, it depends on who does it, because Israel's been doing it, I mean, for 20 fucking years. They've been bombing the Palestinians with cluster bombs in goddamn metropolitan cities, on city streets. Don't tell me that there ain't going to be collateral damage, that you're not going to kill kids, that you're not going to fucking kill fucking innocent people. Well,
they're doing it right now.
You damn straight. You bet you they are, dirty son of a bitches.
And you should never send a dollar over to the Ukraine or Israel.
No, sir. You should not. And why we do is, I mean, they're nothing to us. Well, why we do it is because this is the goddamn agenda of the One World Order, the international corporate mafia. They've planned this out for fucking 100 years, and they're running behind schedule. They need to get shit moving because they're fucking starting to lose the fucking narrative. The people are starting to wake up and say, you know, goddamn, I ain't got a pot to piss in and wind to throw it out. And they're fucking sending $800 million worth of illegal fucking fireworks over to the fucking Ukrainians so they can, they'll kill kids with them. You know they will. These son of a bitches, they have no fucking souls. White House press secretary was asked about the Russian use of cluster munitions. She said, we have the reports. If they were true, it would potentially be a war crime. Well, who would prosecute you? First place, you'd have to have a fucking goddamn a law that could be enforced and somebody to enforce it on an international scale. And you're not going to have it because this is all being run by the fucking Jews, and the fucking Khazarian fucking empire is not going to be fucking, it's as protected as we've protected fucking Israel for how many fucking years now, people, after it was taken from the people who possessed it, the people who lived there, the people who had towns. They're committing genocide on the Palestinians right fucking now. Right in front of our fucking eyes, and we talk about genocide. We talk about how fucking honorable the United States, this fucking place is, the United States of Khazaria. It is an abomination to fucking life on this planet. The White House has now shifted its position and is overruling a law which bans the transfer of cluster munitions it ain't a law if you can just fucking override it or overrule it. A law has to be ratified. You would have to have a ratification of the fucking by all the states. You'd have to have a fucking the people of each state fucking have their representatives. But of course you can't do that. There's no fucking constitution. I mean, you can't even talk about this. But I mean, this is just saying, well, we decided otherwise. Well, you don't have the authority to decide otherwise. You don't have the authority to use my fucking resources that belong to me as an American national to kill little fucking kids with fucking goddamn cluster bombs, to burn their little fucking bodies, man, as they fucking scream in horror. But how could that matter to people who cut up live children in the goddamn fucking underground facilities with a $1 billion fucking industry of selling body parts? How could that bother them? You have no conscience. You have no goddamn morality. You don't even know what the fucking word means. Cluster munitions will, with a failure rate of more than 1%, some with a higher failure rate, will be sent to Ukraine. The countries shown in the white, I don't see nothing there, have not signed the convention banning the production and use of cluster munitions, bombs which explode and disperse bomblets, which frequently injure and kill civilians. No kidding, huh? The decision was taken at a meeting of top national security officials last week, the New York Times reported. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was among the last holdouts against the idea, but he was reluctantly agreed that weapons are essential to help Ukraine win the war, because that's fucking Jewland. That is the original home of the Khazarian Jews. That is where their stronghold is going to be, and we're going to hand them over an army like we did to fuck for Russia in World War II that can kill our people. So that they, because see, you got the little piss hole in the fucking desert over there in fucking the Middle East, Israel, and you know what? We'd destroy that son of a bitch in an hour. Not even an hour. One salvo. Destroy the whole son of a bitch, but then we'd be destroying the Palestinians' land. These motherfuckers need to be taken and hung, all their fucking nuclear weapons taken away and destroyed, and the land give back to the fucking people that own it, the fucking Palestinians, because this was a goddamn fucking holdup and a theft. Secretary of State Attorney Blinken was among the last holdouts, really. The White House had hoped that Ukraine's summer offensive would be so successful they would no longer be needed. But Volodymyr Zelensky has urged cluster munitions are the best way to kill Russians who are dug in trenches and blocking Ukraine's counteroffensive to retake territory. And there's towns in those territories, and you are going to drop them on fucking buildings. You are going to fucking, little kids are going to be burned by phosphorus. Yeah, I know it. And you know it. And you fucking, you actually fucking get off on it, don't you, sick fucks? But then in the industrial war complex, we'll fucking gain more fucking money and more fucking power as they fucking kill little kids. The decision is likely to face a to face sharp criticism from U.S. allies, which are opposed to their use. Cluster munitions are banned in almost all Western Europe. Every Central American country and most of Saharan Africa. In the 1980s, the Russians made heavy use of the cluster bombs during the 10-year invasion of Afghanistan. As a result of decades of war, the Afghan countryside remains one of the most heavily mined countries in the world. The United States has used cluster munitions in every major war since Korea, but no new ones are believed to have been produced for years. How can you, fuck, I mean, if this is an open government, how can you say, are believed? You can't just look at, go ahead. Go ahead. I heard somebody trying to get in there. The United States has used cluster munitions in every major war since Korea, but no new ones are believed to have been produced for years. You can't go look at the fucking books because everything's a fucking goddamn black op, which it's not only a violation of our fucking law, it's a violation of your fucking lie that you told, your federalist motherfucking lying son of a bitch is told. Oh, everything was supposed to be open to the fucking people. Now everything's a fucking secret. We got black ops, which used to get you fucking time in prison, now are just the, I mean, it's just the flavor of the day. I mean, you black ops is what this whole fucking thing is. That's how you use this military, which ain't our military, which is a goddamn corporate United States fucking mercenary force. And this is how it is used. It's being used. I guarantee you they're over there, they're mercenaries over there killing and showing them how in Ukraine to kill fucking one another and the Russians. And I guarantee you that they're fucking the industrial war complexes. I mean, you see pictures of these munition piles. They are fucking old. And I got to believe a lot of them aren't going to fucking go off. The U.S. last used cluster munitions in the battle in Iraq in 2003. And decided not to continue using them as the conflict shifted to more urban environments, which with more dense civilian populations, that like the Gaza Strip, the fucking cities, you're dropping them right on goddamn cities. You don't even know who's there. But hey, man, if you're a fucking Jew, I mean, don't say anything bad about the fucking Jews. I mean, Donald Trump thinks that you should be fucking given the death penalty if you speak against his fucking people, that he is the king of. As many as 47 million cluster shells, rockets, missiles, and bombs containing more than 500 million submunitions or bomblets remain in military inventories, according to estimates by Human Rights Watch, drawn from Defense Department records. Cluster munitions pictured are prohibited in more than 100 countries after they ratified the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which was adopted in Dublin, Ireland in May 2008. But the evil fucking empire, not the fucking shining beacon on the hill, the evil empire. You didn't sign on to that one, did you? The United States will now have to carefully assess the dud rate. This is fun. the munitions. They plan to send some of their existing cluster munitions have a dangerously high rate, meaning they do not explode and so lie on the ground until someone, often civilians, stumbles on them. The Washington Post reported on Tuesday that the standard 1% dud rate level would be overruled. Overruled. You can overrule a fucking law? I overruling your whole fucking goddamn takeover of my fucking country, you fucking commie bastard, you fucking fascist bastard, you capitalist pricks. I'm overruling your fucking goddamn administrative admiralty, fucking King Chuck. Suck my ass, you dirty fucking bastard. And every dirty fucking bastard that's fucking backing you. And there ain't that goddamn many, which makes me sick to my stomach, because we could be rid of these bastards. Can be sent to Ukraine, given the demand and it's a demand and urgency. So we can give, you go to the site and look at the goddamn pictures. These son of a bitches look ancient, and they're laying out in the fucking open. I can't believe that they even work. Critics said the decision would cost lives. It's dismaying to see the long-established 1% unexploded ordnance standard for cluster munitions rolled back as this will result in more duds, which means that an even greater threat to civilians, including little kids, said Mary Warham, advocacy director of Arms Division of Human Rights Watch. The lack of transparency on how this number was reached is disappointing and seems unprecedented. How can anything seem unprecedented in a goddamn world where little kids are being cut up alive to sell their parts, and it's a multi-billion-dollar international industry? How could anything be considered unprecedented? I think it's quite precedented. Proponents argue that Russia has already been using the controversial weapon. Well, they broke the fucking law. I guess if I can find somebody that broke the fucking law, I can break the fucking law too. But they ain't got no law. There is no law. That whole international bullshit of the United Nations is just that bullshit. The countries were sovereign when it was fucking made, but they're trying to build an apparatus where they can fucking overrule the countries. Instead of being countries, they'll be fucking states under the fucking international corporate mafia's fucking new world order. They want to be able to fucking make policies and enforce them, even if they break our fucking laws and violate our rights. Do it! I am so fucking sick of you son of a bitch and cowardly motherfuckers threatening. I've never seen nothing like this in all my days. So many fucking phony ass threats. The threats are made by fucking spineless cowards who couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers, and they're to be carried out by fucking mercenaries. But your goddamn mercenaries are wearing high heels. Bring their fucking asses on. Let's get this shit over with. Let's decide this fucking issue and get back to goddamn living while there's still life worth living. Anyways, I'm sick of this stuff, and we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches, and we'll put some more on that fucking pile of righteous indignation, that moral high ground. We'll get that son of a bitch so high that you can't even, it'll start popping your fucking ears even with oxygen on. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Henry, I try to have a good weekend.
I'm going to give it a go. Best I can.
I hear you.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies! Come on.